Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us at the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, former Timberwolves head coach and more, Ryan Saunders, who I had a chance to sit and observe today in a different teaching capacity, and it was really interesting. Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Maxie.
I see at the health club once in a while, but you have another, I wouldn't call it a vocation, but something that for people that are wondering what's Ryan been doing since he left coaching in the Minnesota Timberwolves, you're teaching a little bit. Explain how you ended up in the classroom and where you are.
Yeah, I am. And it was good to have you around today, Maxie. Next time I'll get you more involved in the class for sure.
Just don't ask me any tough questions. I tend to daydream, you know.
you never know.
Yeah.
I've been spending a lot of time with my family and really, you know, focused on being a better dad, better husband, and it's been great. But you know, during that time, I got an opportunity from Brad Reuter, who used to work with the Timberwolves, and he's been a good friend. But he's also, you know, we also kept in touch and have a great relationship, and he's doing great work over at University Northwestern St. Paul, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coming on as an adjunct instructor, and we talked through it a little bit, and I figured it worked in my schedule, and so I'm teaching a sports leadership course over there, and it's been a lot of fun, really interesting. It's a great class of students, and it's been great getting to know people over there, and you know, doing whatever I can to, you know, help pass on, you know, anything I've learned and anything, you know, that I feel should be passed along to a next generation.
Now, the University of Northwestern is, you know, a private school and a Christian school. Is it a faith-based class too,
yeah,
or is it more practical applications? Or I guess, where does faith enter into leadership,
yeah,
you know, as you know it?
Yeah, well, I mean, faith is you know, one of the pillars of my life. And
yeah,
I've never been afraid to share that in you know, any setting. You know, I'm also very aware that, you know, nobody's perfect, in faith. And, you know, we just strive to be better and better. But with that though, this, University of Northwestern is, a Christian school. So, you know, we do incorporate some faith elements, and we pray and we have a devotion to start every class. And it's been, you know, it's been great for me to get in touch and learn from the students as well. You know, on some, you know, how they feel, and we can be open, and it's just been a really enjoyable experience.
Like for you personally, when you're not working and you would like to be working here at some point in time and all those things, does your faith grow stronger, or is it more shaken when there's more uncertainty in your life?
Yeah, no, hey, Maxie, that's a great question, man. And it's, you know, I hope whenever people listen or hear somebody, you know, talk on faith, that it can speak to them. But, you know, there's plenty of times where, you know, faith can be, it can waver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think before I had a relationship, with Christ, you know, I think my, you know, anticipation and eagerness for what was next, or, you know, uneasiness, uneasiness with maybe, you know, not knowing what's next was definitely more prevalent. But, you know, now it's a, hey, God's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for all of us. And I'm just along for the ride. I fit in where he tells me to fit in. So whatever comes next, and, you know, I know you and I joked about it, and I think people always wonder whenever a coach isn't coaching somewhere anymore, they wonder, is he going to coach again? Is he looking to coach again? And hey, I'm absolutely going to coach again, and I'm looking forward to it wherever that opportunity comes moving forward.
Ryan Saunders is our guest. We'll talk playoff basketball as well in this segment. But when you have students like that, and you're talking to them, and you bring in some different guest speakers that are coaches or athletic leadership type, what questions do the students have? What are the things that this generation wants to know about leadership?
Yeah, it's been really impactful for me to hear these questions. We have a segment in our class, and it's a 100-minute class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we're it's a lot of time, and but we have a segment at the end of class for 10 minutes where I tell them I reserve the right, like I probably told you before, Maxie, I reserve the right to not answer a question or pass on a question, but mm-hmm. for the most part, I try to be open and honest about things that I've experienced in my past, good and bad, and they ask questions on how would you deal with this situation, what happened when this came up for you. They've asked that to plenty. We've had different coaches, individuals running NBA teams, speak to our group over Zoom. We have, a renowned pastor speaking over Zoom coming up here, sports psychologist, a couple of local, coaches. So it's been really interesting to hear the questions they have, and it's all kind of relevant to how do they deal with uncertainty? How do they deal with, pressure? And, I think it goes into, what a lot of people might be not necessarily struggling with, but, trying to navigate through during COVID. And, I think we all have similar questions. So it's nice to hear somebody else ask them and somebody else give an answer too.
Larry McKenzie, well, of course, over at Minneapolis North and, yep. and his son Lawrence, and he didn't coin this phrase, but he certainly, he believes in it, and I've heard him say it and read it before. When you participate in sports, you either win or you learn. You never lose. You either win or you learn, because losing yep. is an opportunity to learn. I know that's easy to say, harder to do, but do you believe in premise that's what our young people have to understand, is it that in everything that you see, whether it's when you lost your job or whatever, is opportunity, an opportunity to learn, as you said,
yeah.
maybe you're going to do things differently.
For sure. And then, that's another great topic to bring up, because I'm a big fan of Coach McKenzie, and I've actually used that. I can't remember if I had heard it from him. We'll go along and say that I did, because I like it, and I'm such a big fan of him, but I've used that a lot. And, it is something to be said that, hey, everything is not going to work out the way you wanted it to work out in anything in life, whatever it may be. But, you can learn from, the past, successes. You can learn from the past things that didn't go your way, and just take them, apply them, and move towards the future, and try to work towards a better outcome the next time around.
And it's a lot more fun to be a forward-thinking person, right?
Sure, it sure is, and it's that's something I've noticed in the last year, Maxie, is I've really enjoyed not just being because it was a choice of mine to. Spend time with my family, spend time with my little boy, my newborn daughter, who was born very shortly after I gotten let go with the Timberwolves, and then my wife, Haley. And, during that time, too, just kind of immersing yourself in self-improvement in a lot of different areas. And, it's been something I've really fallen in love with even more so. And, it's something I hope to pass on to the class that I'm tasked with teaching.
I remember Pete Carroll told me he had moved to California. He coached in the NFL for two different teams, New England and the New York Jets. Didn't work out, and he's sitting out in L.A. He lived out there. I can't remember why he moved there, but if his wife was from there, whatever the reason be. But he's not coaching. And he read John Wooden's book, because he mm-hmm. had time to reflect. And then eventually the USC job came up kind of out of the blue. And, you know, the next thing you know, he made history with the national championships, and obviously he's had the great run at Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. But he said it was that time of reflection that changed the way I approach things. Is that what you've tried to do over the last year and a half, is garner some more information and say, okay, how do I go forward? What can I do today to win the day?
For sure. And it's, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, subconscious that you throw that in there, but that was actually a book that we distributed to our class today.
Really?
It was called Win the Day by Mark Batterson,
yep.
Pastor who was my pastor in Washington, D.C. when I was there with the Wizards. And he and I have developed a great friendship. He was kind enough to donate books to the class, and we're actually going to read a couple chapters and talk about them. Might be a little quiz on too, but do some of those things. But absolutely. And you bring up Pete Carroll, and I actually got a chance to spend time with him when I was coaching the Wolves. I spent you know 3-4 days out in Seattle, and he was great. His environment, and that was one of the things he talked about, was, you know, one, just trying to attack every day, making every day a competition, but then also, you know, using things that he's very open about. Using experiences that maybe didn't work out the way you wanted them to work out,
mm-hmm.
and taking what you thought was right about that time, but also taking what you thought maybe, you know, wasn't right about that time, you know, from the outside, outside factors, or something that you maybe didn't do that you thought you could do better with, because we can all do better in a lot of situations. But, you know, I've always been somebody who's been very proud of, you know, foundations being laid. And trying to do things the right way, and just trying to really attack the day.
Well, your father used to have, and you saw it, I'm sure, in his office. I remember it was a cartoon, and it was a picture of a dinosaur, and it said "Evolve or Die."
Yep,
remember that?
Exactly. Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's the NBA. That's the NBA world. That's the pro sports world, especially.
Yep.
you better be evolving with the times, or you become extinct. Nobody wants to be a dinosaur.
That's right. Now the playoffs are in play now, you know, for the NBA. The play-in games are getting done this week, and then the playoffs start. When you watch it, and you watch all the games that you see right now, what do you look for in trying to figure out who's trending in the right direction and who comes out of it? Is it based on who's playing the best defense? Is it based on who has their superstars healthy? What do you look for first?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the, you know, what you just mentioned is really important. You know, I've always heard, you know, the common phrase that people say, hey, to win and to, you know, move on in the playoffs, you got to have a little luck too.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that comes with good health, comes with guys being in rhythm, you know, at the right time. At the end of the day, especially through playoff series, you know, there's so much time. There's time to prepare for one opponent.
Yep.
Really lock into one opponent, and hey, coaches, players, you know, scouting, you know, whatever you're dealing with, it's the top of the, you know, top notch in every category. So, you know, there's always going to be counters to what is being done. But at the end of the day, it comes down to your defense. Are you able to defend and make the necessary adjustments as a team? And you know, the times that I've been a part of teams, you know, in the playoffs, it's always been, you know, groups that can, you know, rev up their intensity but also control their emotions too. And I think we've seen some great performances over this last week, and you know, moving forward, I'm sure this will be a really, really entertaining playoffs.
Okay, so we all are at a game, and we see, you know, the coach calls the timeout, and the assistants, mm-hmm. and now there's like 6 or 8 of them or 10 of them, however many they are, they all gathered out there on the court. They're talking about something. Do these assistant coaches, is each one in charge of watching something different during the game, or do they just watch the game in total and then give the head coach a suggestion?
You know, everybody kind of does that a little bit differently. I'd say for the most part, it's more where everybody is in charge of some element of the game, you know, whether it be offense, whether it be defense, whether it be kind of your hustle plays, you know, your deflections, your, you know, loose balls recovered, you know, those types of situations. Then you also have, you know, you'll probably have somebody who's very focused on, and yet he or she probably has a laptop of the game where they can rewind, and they have a live, they can kind of live code behind where they're focused on, you know, what comes if there's a challenge situation.
Sure.
And they're keeping track of, you know, game management. So, you know, you kind of have a special situations, you know, coordinator almost in a way that kind of keeps track of a lot of game management. So, you know, I think football has had a great influence on the NBA, especially with, you know, the way staffs have evolved, you know, the resources that we've been able to, you know, have that makes our jobs, you know, not easy, but easier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need people that are able to digest the information and, you know, give it back to not just you, but the players in a way that everybody can understand.
So take a team, you know, as we look at the Western Conference, take a team like Phoenix. And, you know, they seem to have figured something out. And they win, you know, Chris Paul's out there still winning, et cetera, et cetera. Like when you see a team like that, and they're talented, but I wouldn't say they're more talented than a lot of teams. What happens? Why does it come together for a team like that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you mentioned Chris Paul. That's a guy who he does just have an effect on a group. He really does. You know, I think, you know, Monty Williams has done a fantastic job. James Jones, you know, in the players that they put around their main guys. And then, you know, all these guys have kind of raised their level of intensity. And they've done a nice job of, you know, just bringing it all together and, you know, buying into roles and accepting roles. And, you know, they're a team that you watch them and you see, they look like they're a well-oiled machine right now. So, it'll be a lot of fun watching them in their series.
At Golden State, too, because they kind of got the X factor. You're not sure how healthy they are right now, but you assume they've kind of been building towards being healthy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I was fortunate enough, Coach Kerr, he's not just a great coach, but he's a great person. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go spend some time with him and their team for about a week earlier this year. And you know, just in observing not just the way he conducts himself and the culture that him and Bob Myers, you know, put forward there, but just the way they operate on a day-to-day basis, they are building towards something. And you can see why, you know, they are who they are. And, you know, they have championship standards every day. And, you know, at the end of the day, it starts with a guy like Steph Curry. And, you know, just his work ethic and his personality with their group, you know, obviously along with coaches, you know, they're a team too that you can't count them out.
No, you know, they got Curry, they got Wiggins, and they got Thompson. I just saw Mitchell Wiggins, who, you know, Andrew's father yesterday at the health club. Yeah. I always enjoy visiting with him. And so all three of them have fathers that were NBA players. How much, you know, do you believe that their greatest benefit is that they are genetically gifted because obviously they've got NBA bloodlines, or do they have a higher basketball IQ because they have NBA bloodlines?
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy into any type of, I guess, theory, because, you know, I've always been a believer at the end of the day, it's about the work you put in. And, you know, those three guys do work incredibly hard. You know, just being able to observe them for a week and obviously knowing Andrew, just seeing the work that they put in. But, you know, a lot of that is established too with, you know, when you do have, you know, parents that, you know, have played professional sports or have been elite athletes, and, you know, they establish routine in a different type of way. They're able to, you know, in the family dinner talk, they're able to talk of, you know, things that they maybe encountered or how they dealt with, you know, certain situations.
Sure, and probably just as important, not focus on the stuff that's not important,
sure.
Right?
For sure, and you're absolutely right on that. So, you know, there is probably a level of you know, a benefit to that. But we've seen, you know, all types of players have, you know, great success at the NBA and have, you know, great basketball IQs as well.
Yeah, and I got to say that this league is just so good and so, you know, the idea that, you know, in the old days maybe it was pre-charters when they used to talk about, you know, teams not playing hard to the playoffs, that's way gone. These guys are so freakish good when you get up close. It is really something. We're out of time, Ryan. Great to see you today. We'll have a piece on at 10 o'clock on the news tonight, and hopefully we can do this again soon and talk some more NBA and beyond.
Hey, that'd be great, Maxie. And next time I see you at Lifetime, you better put a little more resistance on that stationary bike.
I didn't think you could tell. I thought I was making it look like I was working hard. I didn't think you'd see it.
I saw you splash some water in your face. I'm going to come over there and turn that resistance bike
up. Hey, I'm a veteran, too. I learned a few tricks of the trade, too.
You're right about that, Maxie. Good talking to you, man.
You, too. Ryan Saunders, nice stuff to join us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.